Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says the way public schools get money in Illinois will be more fair and equitable with his changes to a school funding bill. The Republican governor yesterday removed help for Chicago's public school pensions, along with removed the money for that the district formerly received in the form of a block grant. The bill now goes back to the legislature, where three-fifths of lawmakers in both chambers either have to approve it or override the governor's changes. Both options will be difficult. If neither chamber can muster the votes, the legislation dies. Ahead of the Capitol News conference, Democrats backing the measure called for Rauner to sign it instead of overriding it. Both parties agree the 20-year-old formula that Illinois uses to fund schools is unfair, but they disagree over how to change it. Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan says Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of a school funding bill is choosing, quote, crisis over compromise. Rauner used his mandatory veto powers yesterday to rewrite the bill, and the move threatens whether all school districts in the state will get money before school starts. Madigan said in a statement that Democrats will continue to work with Republicans on a plan. An update to the 20-year-old calculation that Illinois uses to disperse funding to public schools is needed because the budget legislators approved last month calls for a new funding formula. There's a very wide agreement that that current formula is unfair. The plan, again, is now back in the legislature, where a three-fifths majority vote are needed to in each chamber to overrule or agree with the governor. And a Randolph County man has been sentenced on a methamphetamine charge. The United States Attorney for Southern Illinois says 32-year-old Colty Peak of Redbud was sentenced to more than 11 years in federal prison after he pleaded guilty to a one-count superseding indictment on a charge of conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. According to the indictment, the offense occurred between November of 2013 and August of 2015 in Perry, Randolph, Monroe, Jackson, and St. Clair counties. Evidence at the plea and sentencing hearings established that he was involved with one other person in the manufacture and distribution in Southern Illinois. Co-defendant Dylan Whalen was previously sentenced to 8 years in prison for his role in the conspiracy. Forecast really, really pleasant, although later today about a 60% chance of thunderstorms developing. High today near 86 degrees. Tonight's low 67.